really awful matter.
Yeah.
Cuthbert on the base. It is, I believe, 7 lines from the bottom. On my ruffle, but somebody said it.
On my ruffle. Achol matzah bezman hazeh, ach gatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria lo yatsi yedei chavasa. Okay. Shita, kivindishkis le matzah, kivindishkis le pesach, kipesach dami. And according to Elazar ben Azaria, pesach is only even to
chatzos.
Mahu de pima ha'afki kura me'kisha or kamash milan de pia hadre kura le milsa kamaisa hadre.
What is it, tough one? You see the Rajbam?
Yeah,
wild. Mahu de pima afke rachmana lechobas matza belaila rishon me'kisha de akshe rachmana kepesa bahai kura da matza nom yachluva. The afke rachmana bahai kura. Sheishes yomem tochal matzos, ubayom hashvi'i, mashvi rishos av sheishes yomem rishos, v'layla rishon nami v'mashma, and layla rishon is also included, it would seem, to be rishos. Alma afkech mona mekesha, the matzom umroim, l'chovas matzah layla rishon, the ukmei rishos. So I would have thought, what?
What kind of thing is that?
Well, I mean, it's not a chilvati with Pesach anymore. Because it's Rosh Hashanah of the Pesach, right?
I mean, the Pesach is saying you have two Pesach, and one Pesach says it's a chav, one Pesach says it's Rosh, right? So what does he say? Kamash Malon.
Kamash Malon, Nechia Hadre Kura Lechovas Matzah Belayla Rishon Bezman Azeh Dechsi Berav Techu Matzahs Dehachi Nafka Lameel Lemilsa.
That is referring to the Gemara on Kuf Chof Amar Aleph, the last few lines before the Mishnah. Yeah, Tanya Kavasar Rosh, Sheshem Tacham Matzah Yom Shiyatzos Hamashi Roshus Av Sheshem Roshus. My time, Avidor Shoya Bachlau, the Yatsamara Klau, Lame Lo, Lame Latsma Yatsa, Lamar Kakula Yatsa. To teach you that what? That the, that it's all Roshus.
Right.
Yachor Laflai Lo Roshona, or Rishon Roshus. So the Yom HaShvi is so on the Yom HaShvi, when they mafka the Yom HaShvi, they mafka the whole thing, not just Yom HaShvi. So therefore, you might think Afalav Rishon Rishos Tamad Loma Matzos Amrom Yochlu. So that tells you that that's Chovah. Ain liel bezman she based mitzshkayim. Bezman she ain based mitzshkayim inayin. Talmud loma be'arif techu matzos hakosuf kavachova. So the Rashbam is learning plain pshat that be'arif techu matzos is going when. Bezman is that? So now what are all these limudim? In other words, when we say Barav Tachlu Matzos, it means Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then wouldn't you need Barav Tachlu Matzos to make it a Matzah Shal Mitzvah?
What do you mean?
Because Moror is not Moror Shal Mitzvah.
Right.
Only Matzah.
Only Matzah, because, okay.
So how did Matzah become a Matzah Shal Mitzvah? So Barav Tachlu Matzos is going Bizman Abayas too?
Isn't that from Amatzim Mechuru? Isn't Bizman Abayas because of Amatzim Mechuru?
Yeah, but how do you know it's Matzah Shal Mitzvah?
Well, if you have to eat, is it Matzah Shal Mitzvah?
You have to eat Mara.
So why is it Mara Shal Mitzvah?
It's not Mara Shal Mitzvah. Mara is definitely not Shal Mitzvah.
Bizman Abayas.
Bizman Abayas. Bizmana bias, it's al matzah simrim yachlu. So the matzah is matzah shel mitzvah. But the mar is just halacha that you have to eat the carbon pesach with mar.
So derech rechoka, you don't eat mar?
What?
Derech rechoka.
That's the question.
But why
but derech rechoka, you eat matzah simrim.
So why do you eat mar?
That's a good question.
Why are you calling it? Why is that not a mitzvah? The derisa when it's bizman abayis. Why are you saying it's not a mitzvah?
Maybe it's just matzah marim yachlu, not matzah shel mitzvah. It's just the key in the carbon pesach.
Okay, how are you using the term matzah shel mitzvah? You mean an independent mitzvah from carbon pesach?
Happy to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Happy to be no mitzvah d'oraisa when there's a carbon pays up, and it's the mitzvah d'oraisa when there's no carbon.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you have to have berav tochla matzos to make the matzah into a matzah shel mitzvah?
Right.
Bizman abayis?
Bizman abayis.
Why can't the mitzvah of a matzah miyachluhu make it into matzah and mar shel mitzvah? It's a mitzvah.
You might say
why can't you have a mitzvah of eating the Pesach with matzah
mar? How do you know that? Maybe it's only
matzah. Because the pasuk says.
No, but it's telling you how you have to eat it with carbon Pesach. So you might think it's only kiyum carbon Pesach.
Fine. Oh, you mean that why you have to eat it separately if you didn't have a Pesach as one of bias?
No. How do you know it's an independent mitzvah kiyum matzah per se?
Who says it
maybe
is?
Maybe the matzah eats the carbon Berav Tochla Matzos tells you this.
Fine, that's a different pasuk.
So that's right.
A different chova.
No, so then how's he using it for something else? You need a bizman for the bizman abayis. So bizman abayis, you have what that you eat it with carbon pesach.
A matzah mechlu.
Right, so maybe that matzah is only kima carbon pesach.
Okay, good.
Not a kima math musaf. Right.
Okay, good.
So it says berav tochla matzos.
That's where bizman is at.
No, that's Rabbi's question. How do you know even bizman abayis? There's no kima of matzos on its own. Berav tochla matzah. So you see, there's a kiyum of matzah b'fnei atmuso, even bizman abayis.
Is that your question? Why isn't it? Is yeah. there? You're assuming there is or there isn't a separate kiyum bizman abayis.
There is.
Assuming there is.
No one holds that maror alone bizman abayis is a mitzvah.
Was only a kiyum of carbon pesach.
Was only a kiyum.
That's right.
And you're saying bizman abayis. Matzah was separate from the Pesach?
Matzah was a kiyum shel mitzvah.
Separate from Pesach.
That's kiyum b'fnei atzmuso and a kiyum b'fnei atzmuso.
And that kiyum b'fnei atzmuso should be nechelas with the Pesach.
Right.
So how do I know it's a matzah shel chova? But he says the berav tochla matzos goes with zman hazeh only.
Yeah, that's the question.
Al matzah marim yachlu. Okay. But then the other pasuk says it's a rishus.
The other pasuk of Shtig tells it's rishus. Mm-hmm. Do you think that applied to all 6 days? No, not the first night.
So you, but not the first night.
Not the first night. First night must
be. Why not the first night?
So it's part of the Pesach. It's a kiyum Pesach.
So how are you mafkiya the first night? He says Rashbam says that you're mafkiya the first night from that pasuk. That's why you need berav tochla matzos for bizman hazeh. I mean, how do these limudim go?
Right.
That's the problem.
But once you remove yourself from the
like this. See, there's Gemara in Daf Mem Amud Aleph that talks about Ushmartam es Amatzos. Daf Mem Ushmartam es Amatzos. So the Gemara wants to say that you need lasiso. That you have to put it in water because there should be a shimur from chametz. Otherwise, there's no shimur. Right?
Yep.
So, and that pasuk is written both bizman abayis and bizman hazeh. So I think that the Rashbam is saying you know that it's matzah shel mitzvah because there's a lach of shmur l'shem mitzvah.
So that's the identity of the matzah.
So that's a lach in the matzah, so therefore when it says al matzah marim yachlu, it's got to be matzah shel mitzvah. Now, why doesn't the second limud knock it out? Why isn't it talked to the Sasri when it says that the Shvi Mashvi Rishus Af Shor Yom Rishus? So why isn't that attached to the Sasri, and why isn't it Mafkia the Matzah Shal Mitzvah?
Right.
So the answer is very simple. Because it can't be going on the first night, because that matzah is different. That's matzah hanachelas and mapesach. But matzah per se is rishus. You follow what I mean? In other words, matzah per se is rishus. That's what it's telling me. But it's not gonna affect the matzah hanachelas and mapesach, because that's a different achilah. That's achilah betziruf. And when the pasuk says rishus, it's only speaking about matzah. It's not speaking about matzah and achelos in the pasuk.
What would I have thought without that limud?
Without that limud, I would think that there's a kiyum of matzah the first night by itself.
Only without pasuk?
Yes.
Why?
Because matzah.
The kiyum is a matzah mem yochur.
That's another thing.
Where would I get a separate kiyum matzah independent of pasuk?
Where would I get that?
Yeah. If I only had the Pasuk Matzah Mechlo.
Well, that's what the Pasuk's telling you. There is no Chiv.
The Pasuk
is... What the Havamin is. I don't know what the Havamin is. But the Pasuk is telling you that it's Rishus. Maybe you'll think it's Mitzvah. So the Pasuk is telling you it's Rishus. That Matzah, Belaila Rishona, by itself is Rishus. But that it's not going to affect the matzah nachelos mapesach, because that's a different achilah.
I'd say
havamina
also. I mean, if you have a cheftishal mitzvah,
right? You have a cheftishal mitzvah.
So you might think it deserves its own achilah.
That's good.
It's an abendachilah.
You might think its own achilah is a mitzvah too.
It's a kiyam.
Yeah, it's matzah shal mitzvah. You have to eat it prior.
Eat it with the carbon pesach, because that's the mitzvah, the essential thing. But it's a chavish matzah.
That's right.
So you think that by Mar also?
Mar is not a
you would not think that?
No, you never think about Mar, because there's no shmira, there's nothing. What would I say?
Mar is not a kiyum, but Nats Musa. It's only kiyum and Karm Pesach.
So you're saying since the matzah that came with the Pesach needed Shemor, I would think that would be Mechayim in a separate mitzvah in the matzah?
That shows if it needs Shemor L'Shem Mitzvah,
L'Shem Matzah.
So that's a Chefter Shem Mitzvah.
Independent of how it's eaten.
Right.
Independent of the mitzvah of Mazur Mechlo.
Right.
What's
the Shema and Shema
Mitzvah? Hashem mitzvah of Mazur Mechlo.
I don't see what you're talking
about. No, it isn't.
Isn't the Shema mitzvah?
So I think that's how the Rashbam is learning. It makes perfect sense as well. So now let's go to Bizman Hazeh. So what's going to happen next is the whole upshot of the Limudim in Bizman HaBayis. What's going to happen in Bizman HaZeh?
Right.
There won't be a mitzvah. Because Sheishis Yomim.
Right.
So Sheishis Yomim tells you it's a Rishus by itself. So now there's no Korban Pesach Bizman HaZeh. So there's no mitzvah. So Kamash Malon Bar of Tochlu Matzos Bizman HaZeh, the Torah brought it back. That's what he means. Now what's the question? Question is, did the Torah bring back the Matzah HaNachelos and HaPesach, or the Torah brought a new Chiyuv Matzah? Okay, I got a smile on a Monday. Shmalon, the Chia Hadre Kral, and Milsa Kamaisa Hadre. That which matzah did they bring back? The matzah nacheles im apesach. So that's why it's matzah shal mitzvah. And it's iskish l'chakor and pesach, and you can only eat it till chatzos.
That's why he holds
afikomen
as the matzah shal, the second matzah shal mitzvah.
Right.
Rashman.
Matzah Hashem Chova and Echelas in the pasuk. That's what he says. Really.
Yeah.
So it means a zecher to that. It is that you're saying.
Yes.
So why is it a zecher to that?
What means that?
The Rav Kuma is like a zecher to that matzah.
So the zecher brings in the afikoma. The afikoma you need zecher.
You're saying the very chiyuv of the raisa is to eat that chafta of matzah nechaz in Pesach.
That's right. But that's it.
So it's not... You're saying it really is that. That's what the matzah really is.
It's the matzah nechaz in Pesach. But now there's a loch of a maftir nacha Pesach. But to learn a maftir nacha matzah, that's just a zecher. Because since it's nechelas in conjunction with the Pesach, so you give it the dinim of the Pesach.
Right. How's that? What's the...
That's trouble.
What's the sense in the Torah saying that this is the matzah nechelas in Pesach, if it's not... What does that really mean? It's matzah nechelas in Pesach, as opposed to separate matzah. I mean, you're not really in with the Pesach. What gives it that status?
What gives it that status?
Yeah, it's like a halachic fiction, or like what's the...
That's the Gezer Gosefer, huh?
What I mean, the matzah, why is... You say it really is the matzah that's nechli with Pesach?
Read the Rashbam. But this way it works out beautifully, no? The afikte is perfect too. Because the afikte won't affect the matzah nechelas and the pesach, because that's a different maisa achila. Right, so it works out, the Rashbam works out. Whew. That takes a little work. Okay. You happy with the rally? Good. Okay, you want to take the
general chatzo?
According to the Rashbam, at the time of the Beit Hamikdash, the pasuk of Erev Toch Lamatos.
Amar Rava, Afa Matzah Zman Azeh, Yish Mefarshim, the Ka Halacha, the Hastamas Nisan Kavase, that if because it says Pesach Hasos is Matamas Yedayim, which is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So this Mishnah, we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So since Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Matzah is only Til Chatzos, so that's Nalacha.
Bizmanazah.
Ve'in Zeriah. Da Perg Beis de Megillah, Ashkechan Stam Achrina, De Lo Kavase, De Tanan Zekla, Kol Doshim Sosil Belayla, Kasher Kol Layla, La Suy, Achilles Pesachim, De Lo Kavase, Elazar ben Azariah, Da Machilles Pesachim, Achatzos, so on Hainu Vadai Midoraisa, Ubas or Hachi Pasel, Lamecha. So it's definitely that mission is totally against this one.
That stam's against this stam.
Right, so you have two stammas, and therefore you have no raya. So, no raya. Okay. Ava Hoda Mina Nekta Chalach.
An interesting thing about the stam. There's two halachas. One halacha is Machlokas Yachkach Stam, and that's only in the same Masechta.
That it's a psakim in the stam paskins of machlokas.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's only the same masechta because we don't know the order that Rebbe learned the masechtos. So it could be
the stam came first.
That's right. But now there's another halacha. Halacha kisnam mishnah. That means whenever you have machlokas tanoim in the brisa, you always go by the stam mishnah. It's a different Allah.
Right.
It's a different Allah.
Because there's no machlokas in the Mishnah?
There's no machlokas in the Mishnah.
Right.
So the first Allah is Allah that machlokas Rakach Stam was Allah in Rebbe's Limud. But we don't know how Rebbe learned, so that's why you can only do it in one Masechta, because they ain't say it in the Mishnah. But then the second...
What about a Seder to a Seder?
What?
A Seder to a Seder.
Shabbos is before Pesachim?
No, like anything that is in Zerayim
would be before.
You don't know that.
You don't know that, because Rebbe learned with the Talmidim the way they wanted to learn. So then maybe they get tired of Zvarim and they want to learn Psacha when they came back to Zvarim.
Right. But you're saying in any Masechta he made sure there's an order.
Yes.
So that's like he didn't write the Mishnayos in a certain way?
He did. When he put them back together again, he put them back for a reason. You see, in other words,
during the Limud,
but it's not going to help you for Machlokas V'Achkach Stam, because the reason is a reason that has to do with the
order
you learned. Right, right, right. But it doesn't have to do with the order that he learned it.
Right.
But this halacha, Kistam Mishnah, is halacha. Whenever you have machlokas tanoim and a brisa, we go like Kistam Mishnah. That's a different halacha. The first one's halacha, now Rebbe learned that he gave a raw. And we don't, and that would only be the last one. But then there's another halacha, separate halacha, that halacha Kistam Mishnah, we have machlokas tanoim and you have a stam. That's what we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't ask
Go ahead. Right.
So there it's telling you it's like chatzos.
But it's only like a chila. They're not going to create a psul. They're not going to say, you know, they're not going to apostle it because of that.
Yeah, right.
It's just the siyag.
Right.
Perek mitzvech mekadesh nami muchach. Paul the Chatzos was equal.
I mean, so it was just really our chaka, but they weren't involved in the mitzvah, and it didn't come from the base of psul. But over here, it's a different thing. What's the difference over here? Because over this ikar mitzvah is the Chatzos.
Miracles of Zion.
Right.
Right, but over here, even according to, is that just the Rashbam Shita that it's even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's pasul after Chatzos Midorabanan? That's a Rishbam sheet. After Chatzos, even according to the Akiva, it's possible. Midr Rabbana.
What is it?
He says that.
Ram says
it. Rishbam in this Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says it towards the end. Rabbana hu da'avi achaki yaseir lahakis ad minaver ki tam perkan de brachos. Shem Yochamen Elachasha Allah Murashach of Yishchayev Karetz. Mutav Shiavo Kachem Rebeis Apsul. L'mayid Zman Achilasa Shul Lech Alach Ratzos Mishiyochal Ad Boker V'yavi De Karetz.
Oh, but wouldn't be Thomas Yedayim.
It wouldn't be Thomas Yedayim, but still right, so you wouldn't be able to eat it.
That's right. Mirabban.
Mirabban. But I guess that makes sense because you'd be Chayev Karetz. But by the Hekta Chalavim, I don't know if you're Chayev Karetz if you're not doing that.
Right, but Russian tasting something happens with it.
I think so.
He learns that they wouldn't.
It wouldn't possibly.
They wouldn't possibly, right?
But he says it by Pesach too, right? I think so.
They come to Masnis and the Pesach in Nechalah Chatzos, it was Mazayi.
Yeah, right. Parach mi mai do reisa, dumo mi do rabban rebi ki vehi. And the Shanim came, my Ella. Hey, Rosh, you have me the rabban and lava that missed me Ella.
Right.
So they made, I guess, it's even stronger that you can't.
But Tyson's saying, I want it, but the Evid, you can do it.
But the Evid, you can do it. They're not going to apostle it. Just
not going to apostle.
Right. Rosh Yifu, Vach Garcia, Hossam, Imke, Mai, Allah, Vesu, Kihanach, Mahanach, the Raisa, Klomar, Manadin, Necha, Alaminu, Evitz, Lihan, the Raisa, Afhanach, Nami, Necha, Zos, the Raisa, Blazman, Zari. Right. So it's all that Raisa, that Mishra, whatever. It's all the Raisa. because according to Rabbi Akiva, you really could eat it after Chatzos for the Yom.
Right, so therefore, so what is it showing you? That there is, a, where's the other stam that's...
it's a Megillah.
Megillah.
Kosher Kol HaLaila.
Kosher Kol HaLaila. So therefore, what is he saying? What's the upshot? He's just saying you can't prove a lot that the halacha is like a rose and a zayah. So where does he leave you?
I didn't get the why he needs the second half of the tosos.
Which half?
Like the whole. Once he, what is he doing from the Hector Chalavim and on? What is he trying to?
The Hector Chalavim is just showing you can't bring in a raya from there.
No, what? What are you trying? What would you try
for
to
prove? Pesach.
What would you try to prove from there?
That just like that, the Hector Chalavim is still Chatzos. Pesach is also still Chatzos.
Why do you think that? Wait, what do you mean? Because since that Mishnah says Hector Chalavim is still Chatzos. I mean, that mission is include. I mean, that would come to include Pesach also.
Well, the Gemara says no. You will Pesach lovna.
Okay. It
doesn't include Pesach.
Right. So why does it have to go into?
He just wants to forewarn you that you shouldn't think that that mission is telling you like a is a stam like a is a stam like a Rebbe Lozman Azariah.
Ah, right. It's not your listeners are because everybody would agree it's to Chatzos because of Midrabanan.
Right.
And it's just referring to Midrabanan.
So then he shows you that what? Masnis na Pesach in Echalal Chatzos, Rosman Azayah. So now I have another Snam liquor, Rosman Azayah.
Right.
Right. So you have two stanim like Rav Lozman Azariah and one like Rav Yekiva.
No.
But, okay, the Ron, let's take the Ron. Ron, I think, adds more to it.
Chafsan Mabez.
Yeah, Chafsan Mabez. Chafsan Mabez. Chafsan Mabez.
Garcinan Bigamar. Amar Rava, Acho Matzuzman Azeh, Chatzos Loyati de Chavoso, Pierce of Elizabeth Nazario, Dar Pesachin Nechala Chatzos, Vikaman Damer Dafi Kaimlan, given this Dam Antana, Perakam with the Brachos, Kavalse, the Tanhas and Kolnechal Muyom, it's Wasnachi Alam with the Shachar, Hekka Chalam Evarium, it's Wasnachi Alam with the Shachar, with the Kiel of Bigamara, the Ena Chilis Psachim,
Elah
is Pesachim Loketani, Mani or Elizabeth Nazari, with Pirkinami Stam and Kavazi, and Pesach Hachatzos Matas Yadai, with King the Law, Gabriel Lazar, Benazaria, Pergazi Makom and Stam and Tana Kavazi, and Pesachin Nechala, Ella Belila, Venechala Hachatzos, the Africa of the Stam on Nami, Kurgakiva, the Paul, the Tanan Perk, of course, and Megillah Mafreya, the Bosser Shemitz Vaso, Dover Shemitz Vaso, Belila, Kashako Lila. The Amrina Bigamar Lassi and Mai Lassi Achiz Psache, Bloke Lesman Azaria. The Tlossa Stame, Lo Alime Mechad Stama, Kedamrina Perik Mitzvah Schalitza, Mali Chad Stama, Mali Tre Stami. Then I guess three also, the Philohachi Misafgalon, Hai Minayu, Stama Bas Raisa. We don't know which is the last Stama. Is that he's passing on it. Hilka Chazlina Mechumra, Lo Lesman Azaria. ולפיכך צריך לזוהר ולאכל כל חצוס מטה שאפי קומן ואפילו בקריאס ההלל החמיר בתוספוס בתוספתא לקרוס הקודם חצוס ויש.
So therefore he says since it's a suffix so you have to be machmer like who
he goes in his area even it's a suffix in his echa mikdash
just a second He does he learn like the Rashbam? He doesn't, right?
In terms of what whether you would work afterwards,
which Josiah's are you also with?
Oh. I doubt it.
He doesn't. I don't think he does.
I doubt he does, right?
So he should have said, really, that when it comes to the first Kazayas, so he has to be Machmer, because it's of the Derisa. And when it comes to Afikoman,
it could be Mekel.
He Mekel, because of the
Derbana. It's not, yeah, whether it's a spec fake.
What's that?
It's really a spec fake. You know, whether that's matzah, whether it's matzah.
That'll just be one suffer.
Why?
If your liquor wasn't as high, it says matzah shemetz is kind of chatzos.
Right.
So therefore, when you're eating your first kazayas, you got to be machmir.
Well, but he holds the matzah, the second matzah, the matzah from it, so no.
Right. I don't think the Ram learns like that.
Oh, he doesn't.
I couldn't find it anyways. I mean, I think he would have said that.
So okay, so your matzah.
One second. Where it is? It's in a chaf of a mabez on the top.
Is in the top?
I'm thinking about the Kelvin Suuda Beselchov and Nisim Vachma Fanuma. The Gainam Zalam Rusha Imhifsik Benson Mitzvah Vesuch and Echaz Mavach Shayal. This Oud Amar Ramban Zal Shem Tzivu with all these rebukes of Torah. Matzah, he says, Chove, the Ein Hafsaka Shel Seuda, Go Remes Bracha, Lo Betchila Ve Lo Besof, Hilkach, Be Mavarech Betchila Mitzvah. The Sofa, Betchilas Mitzvah, the Sofa. No, he's going back to the... I don't know. Because he says that the guy only has one kazayas, so he eats it at the end. But if he's going to say the kazayas shel mitzvah is always at the end, so what's the chiddush?
According to Rashbam, it's Pasha that you do that?
It would seem so. Because he always did it.
You always
do
it. Well, also, I mean, if you know, the Rambam wants to say that you could learn the riff that there's really two kazayas in there anyway, right?
That he left out.
There's two kazayas, Amat HaShemor.
Right.
And still he's making the bracha at the end.
Right.
So why would that be? It's not even normally doing. If the river's talking about you have two kazesim, right?
It seems like he holds like the other one. Ordinarily, he has two kazais and he eats the first kazais in the beginning of the Seder.
Makes a bracha then
he eats the first kazais. Right, okay. But here he's going to have to make the bracha at the end.
Right.
Okay, so let's go further. So that's my kasha. So my kasha is, since Afikam is Drabanan, why don't I say Sev Drabanan Rukula?
Right. Right, but you say that the Doraisa itself had to be before Chatzos because the Sabi Doraisa Lachem, right? So now your Zecher.
Maybe it's out to the Sasser.
Oh, yeah? Why to this?
Because you're passing out the halacha by Doraisa that must be before Chatzos.
Right, so you have to do a Zecher to that.
And you're telling me it's a Zecher and you can do it after Chatzos.
Right.
So it's out to the Sasser. So that's why you don't say Suffolk, you don't say Suffolk Darbonin in such a case.
Right.
Well, you're paskin already, even for the Derisa, you're paskin already, it's Kodom Chazos. Now the Darbonin you're going to treat differently. So that
it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
Different. I hear you're saying. You're saying it'd be Tashat Sashim Sak.
Right.
But I was saying a little different. I was saying that's because as a Zecher, you have to do a Zecher to the Derisa. And since he passed in the Raisa before Chatzos because the Safik the Raisa of the Chumra, so it's not a Safik in the Zecha. The Zecha has to be to what you would have done with Zman Shemit HaShayikayim. So the Zecha is Tofes, the Safik the Raisa of the Chumra. You know what I mean? It's not Safik in the Zecha. The Safik is in the Raisa. Now this is a Zecha to how you pass in the Raisa.
Right.
So you don't have a suffix in this in the Zecher Mikdash. There is no suffix. It's Vaday for Chatzos. You pass in the rest because suffix is L'chumra. So it has to be for Chatzos.
Well, you don't know if it's Man and Beis Mishkayim, if that's what it was.
But I mean...
Because that was before the Mishnah.
Right.
What do you mean? Because they knew, you mean?
Maybe they knew. That's a suffix.
You mean that's not a...
That when do we say Suffet Rabban Lakula? When you have machlokas between two mandamer.
Right.
So I don't know whether he's right or he's right. So I say Suffet Rabban Lakula.
Right.
But where I know there was a definite hurrah, mm-hmm. but I don't know what that hurrah was.
That's a question of Mia.
Then I don't say Suffer Zerban
Lakula. Right. It's not a question of Achra in this case. It's just a question of Niyam.
That's right.
Niyam, you don't say Suffer Zerban Lakula.
Right. I was thinking of
that. Mili, let's say there was a Shiloh in Erevin or something. And we know that it was Paskin. We just remember Sipir how they Paskin. She'd say also, Avelis, Erevin, all those areas, same thing.
Yeah.
Why should it be different?
It's different because there was a hurrah. And we just don't know what the hurrah was. But by suffix, the rabbanon is we have two hurrahs. So we don't know how to be mora. So we say, you say mora wakula. But where there was a hurrah already.
That's just a question how we have to be knowing. That's
right.
Different things.
It's a different question. But the hurrah was given already, so therefore you can't say it's not a suffix. It's a suffix in Metzias.
Right.
Suffix in Metzias. But in suffix in Metzias, you also say something about Makula, no?
No, I'm not so sure about that.
Like Nishbach.
In Nishbach, you say.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that, no, I'm saying it's not a suffix in the Metzias of the Chilas HaMatzah.
Right,
it's a suffix in the Metzias of, what was the Metzias of hurrah?
Right, so that's not the same as the Seven Seals in the
Mishbach. No. That's condition. I'm saying
that. Just because it's
definitely
saying,
a little different.
What?
It's definitely a little different than
it
the other cases.
It definitely is different.
But I don't know.
Because over there we're saying Suffolk, there are Bonner and Yamora Lakul.
Right.
But here there was Horror already.
Suffolk Rabbanon, we always said, was a principle of Hachra. It's the Ran over here by Abba Kosos. That's what we get it.
Is that a new Hora?
The last, though.
Is that a
that's
new
right,
Hora?
That's right. Right. I mean, that's where he says you can't give a Hora. That's the knock them all out.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, now go ahead. V'yesh Mefarshim. V'yesh Mekilin.
V'yesh Mekilin, Rabbanon Destama. The sasim kerbi akiva olim tvei midikatani lei hasam gali hilchos psikasa. I guess in hilchos pesach.
Yeah, no. The Megillah is bringing all the halachos psukos.
Megillah, I mean that's the best.
That's the best.
Okay. V'yod the kaimelon halach kerbi akiva chaveru v'hani da amarava right v'hani da amarava lebazir nazaria v'lomar lostama v'in roi lahakel b'kach. Right. She doesn't like it.
She doesn't like it.
It's possible, but that's because Milacha really, why shouldn't Milacha be like a Yekiva?
Right.
Good question. So why have a Sveik Sveika now?
I don't understand what his cash is, Halach Kareb Yekiva Mechavera. So how can we go like this down?
I mean, how could we go like the stam against that klal? I guess right. If you had a stam, you know, that would be adif. I mean, who cares now? I mean, once you have stams involved, so why do we pay attention to that halacha?
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, everybody would agree if it was just one stam kuvah lezer mizari, that's how you would go. Like,
Tisha. Unless he's really misupik in that. The principle of Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavero overrides Stam.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what he has to hold.
Well, maybe he just holds when the Stamis are contradicting each other, there's no... Then they're not Stams of Psak. If you have one Stam...
No, the whole question is which one was written last.
But every stamish is a psak halacha?
Yeah.
It really is, you mean?
Right. But apparently he holds that when do I say when you have machlokes tanoim in a braisa? And the Mishnah says stam, that the halacha is like the stam, that's only if it wasn't nifsek already.
Through like the general column of psak.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Or do I say no, that this overrides the column? So he wants to. So that's why he says, really, if you want to argue Stam, so I'm saying it's that the Stam Mishnah is the right one. And besides that, there's another question here, that whether Stam's going to work altogether, because Halacha Kriyat Mechaver was already nifsek before the
right.
They
were
already down. All
right.
Right.
Yeah.
But Ein Roi L'Hakol B'Kach L'Nasa. Okay.
Why isn't that? Do you have another suffix now? For us, at least.
What's that?
Well, because you're showing them how you... Maybe the halacha is like the Yishma Farshim now. And even the Ran, it's a suffix.
No, the Ran has no suffix. He's sure.
Okay. He's sure you're going to be machmer on that suffix.
That's right.
You can't even use it for a 6 minute.
No. He's sure.